Paul, the morning after, what's kind of your sense of how your team is feeling both mentally and physically after getting home about 2:30 in the morning after that one?
Yeah, they're used to it now. We try to factor in the ride from the airport to their home and the ride from their home to the rink, and then build 9 hours in between and get them in. Keep them off the ice today, work a different kind of recovery in the gym. Went through the things in the game that we want to make sure stay in our game that were really good at times last night. We'll deal with some areas to work on against Dallas tomorrow and get back to work.
What can you tell us about Drew Stafford?
Nothing. Upper body injury yet, and I'll give you a better answer in a couple days.
So he won't play tomorrow?
No.
Will you be calling up any forward from...
We'll make that decision tomorrow. We'll go back-to-back into Colorado here, so we're probably going to need to have a guy come up.
Paul, have you ever seen Joel Armia look as confident as he did in that second period yesterday?
I think at Dallas last year, maybe. but to credit to him and his line in the last three games, we've been really, really pleased. I guess they go out as a defense-first mindset, but they've generated. He was our big offensive generator. I had him for eight primary chances, which is a huge number. You know, two or three is a good night. He was skating. They have some chemistry there, and the first feeling sometimes with a guy like that when he's going is changes. Get him up, you know, maybe with more offensive players, but they've got such a good thing going right now. We'd like them to ride that because it really should put, at some point, Matty Perreault's line in a better position, right, off the bench against a different line, and you can move them around a bit. But his two line mates have been incredibly effective.
What about Sean? I mean, he hinted to us that he was, you know, he'll see a few of those chances in sleep, and he was even seeing some Mathias bashing on Twitter, which is kind of fascinating. But yeah. You know, think about his game and how far he's come after the injury.
Well, just get rid of your Twitter account would be my first piece of advice to him. And the line, each one of them had chances, and he was the guy that found himself in alone a bunch of times. So the standard stuff, right? You're doing so many good things that to have those happen. Maybe get it up a little higher, a little earlier. Other than that, we like what that line's done. We like what he's done. They're talking on the bench. They're wired into the game. Adam Lowry looks now like he did at the end of his last two seasons. You know, he looks like he's back up to a pace and a speed. So, yeah, we would have loved for a couple of those to go in, but Alex Burmistrov was in alone. We had a couple two-on-ones that we didn't get the puck to net. There were lots of guys probably had the feeling that they could have finished on a few.
How about Dustin? Do you think he took a bit of a step forward last night? If there's a sense that maybe he had struggled earlier?
Are you asking me if he played forward last night? he's been good. I mean, he's had a problem with the puck at the blue line a couple of times, and that. Thing about Buff is he has the puck so much. It's rare for a defenseman to control the puck as often or as long in shifts as he does. He gets down the wall and he really can't be stopped. We had two or three Ozone shifts, one of them with the Lowry line, the shift that you would remember about Armia. So much of that is what he starts when he enters the offensive zone. And we're starting, I think, really good at covering in behind and generating offense from in behind now with Buff rattling around the back. He was rolling last night. I liked our game. I liked our whole overall, the entire bench. The energy was right. We played hard. We generated a lot. Didn't like the outcome in the final. But that game I understood. That game we want to replicate. So we want to take what we did well, and that includes what Dustin did well, and put more minutes in those buckets and just keep trying to get better from there.
What does it mean without Brian Little to you guys so far?
Well, a face-off goal against for sure. He's changed a bunch of things, right? The right-hand face-off man, because Mark's been up against it a little bit with his face-offs. Veteran experience in his own end, you could carry a younger player a little easier. We're asking Matty Perreault and Mark Scheifele, who's all of 23 years old. Matty's come back into the middle to play with some young players at times, and there's an adjustment to that. He's been a big hole.
The young guys on this team, we've talked about this little bit of a grind that you've got going on here, not as much practice time to kind of get things right. Is it harder for younger players to get through a stretch like that than it is for the more
you talented? You would say usually physically it's harder for them. Mentally they're burning so much more energy learning and getting comfortable in the game. It is. The demands in the Central Division in terms of time and travel, and you know, we everybody came in, felt good, worked hard today, but probably got home at 3 a.m. No big deal, you know, we can handle that. It's not that. It's we're going to go into Colorado and roll on at 2 a.m. and it's the cumulative effect of this. I think the number is 28 games in 48 days or 49 days. That's 6 sets of back-to-backs, 10 time zone changes. We started to think about, we didn't think we were getting this schedule, but we played every second night from the end of February last year to the end of the year. We started doing different things with our recovery, trying different things with the idea of saving more on the ice, doing some skill stuff, but making do what we can to keep our legs. And we're going to implement that and use that. Today was a good example. Saturday will be a really good example as well because we won't practice on that off day and we won't have a morning skate with the 2 o'clock game. It's the first time we've ever done something like that. But coming off back-to-backs and being in Colorado, we need to stay overnight and change our travel schedule and change our practice concepts.
I remember that stretch from last year, and you could see it coming all year. It looked like it was going to be a challenge. Is it more challenging coming at the beginning of this year than last year coming at the end of last year?
I think the one positive about last year's schedule is every second day at the end of the year, you're not looking for more practice time. You'd be looking for more practice time at the start of the year. So you'd kind of like to push it back, but also those games are heavier at the end of the year. The game changes after the All-Star break, and it gets more physical. So I don't know what the answer is on that. If you win, it's the best time of the schedule, wherever they put it.
You mentioned travel. You personally, do you prefer staying overnight when you're on the road, hopping on the plane as soon as you get out of there? If you had a choice, which would it be?
I'd like to get out of town as fast as we can to get on to the next mission. The time cutoff for me is about 2 a.m. If you can get to where you need to get to before 2, I think you can recover pretty well from that. You know, the players, when we work off blocks of hours, how much time we allot for them to be sleeping, and then we got to get them up and not give them as many kind of complete off days, but do more active recovery. So we have a time cutoff, just where we think we can survive, usually 2 a.m. Be on the ground by 2. You're home by 2:30. Last night, I think we probably got home by about 2:45.
Sean Mathias said it's harder when you're younger. It gets easier when you're older. Why is that?
Well, you're used to it, right? When you're young, you want your body to feel good. When you get older, and we all know this, you accept the fact it's just not going to happen, right? There are guys that play in this league and they feel terrible just about every night. They have an injury every night. And then there are guys who aren't in the league because they can't get their heads around that. They keep waiting to feel really good to play. This is not the league for you. Just some experience with the fatigue on top of it. Everybody has usually, almost all your guys, every kids have a maintenance issue. You've got some part of your body that you have a training program every day because it doesn't work well anymore. Bad backs. Bad sleepers, those are the guys who struggle with the road a little bit, but they get used to it.
Paul, back to Dustin for a sec. Last night you played more than 30 minutes again. And with this stretch that's coming up, how much time is too much time for a player? Or do you just let Dustin tell you that?
No, we got a bunch of guys that are playing more than I'd like them to, which is a real good theory at the start of the game. But we've chased every game that we've been in this year. And that's where those numbers are getting pushed high. You get to that third period and you're down a goal, you're running your top end as hard as you can. We're not going to be able to. We're not going to be able to continue. This is, I think last night was probably the last game that we'll be able to run those minutes as high as we have. I don't mind doing it early in the year. It almost gets guys in game shape. That sounds like they're not in shape. That's not what I mean. The pace and rhythm of a game, if you've got enough days rest between games, you can play these guys. They want to play. They want to push. They want to get that sharpness, that quickness. That disappears when we start hitting the back-to-backs like we've got coming up this month. And then monitoring their minutes now comes into kind of our strategy.
How does playing Thursday, Friday, Sunday afternoon, what does that do for the psyche of a head coach? I know what it, I mean, I can't imagine physically on the
changes, players. It changes your patience level on the bench. It does affect. I mean, you're in the game, you're running your bench as hard as you can, but you do have an awareness that you have to play the next day. I can't really answer. I don't think we've ever played three games in 3.5 days. I don't ever remember an afternoon game coming off back-to-backs. I also know that in these tough schedules, you can get on a run. You can get feeling good about your game. The coach pulls all the practice time away from you. You get a positive feeling in your room. We're hoping to bring that from last night because we really liked our bench. We liked our game. You can get on a good run in a tough schedule. Sometimes better than having too many days off in between when you're struggling to find your game a little bit. You're antsy all the time. I think fatigue for some players makes them better, makes them a little bit more efficient. You know, they're not trying too much. They get into that grind and that rhythm. They keep their game simple. They keep it north-south. So it helps some guys.
Thank you.